The primary differentiator here is the two options that we have at the top of the screen. And this is where I'm really starting to geek out and get pretty hyped on this Magi tool as well. The first one is your ability to select a model. And if we do that, you can see all of these models pop up here. Super exciting to see access to all of these different models, not only the access to them, but the way that they are categorized and sorted by type and context, window length and multiplier. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we're back today highlighting an amazing AI tool that actually came up in my conversation with Mike Alton in one of the recent interview episodes that we did on the show. Mike Alton is an AI consultant from the Social Media Hat, and we talked about a lot of different things regarding AI adoption and how it's going to change work. But we also covered one of his favorite tools, Magi.co, Magi AI. So that's the tool we're going to talk about today. We're just going to go through some of its history, its primary features, a little bit of its pricing, and talk about what it can do for you. And then at the end of the episode, we'll do a quick tour and a demo of the tool. So make sure you stick around to see that. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Magi is, again, an AI-powered platform that helps content creators enable themselves with AI in a much more efficient way than having to hop around into these multiple different tools, and more importantly, having to pay and budget for all of these different tools. It was born out of a desire to overcome some of the existing limitations that Dustin, the founder of the tool, had or discovered with assistants like ChatGPT. Before we dive into exactly how it accomplishes that goal, let's talk a little bit about the founding story. Magi was founded by Dustin Stout in 2023, so right in the midst of the AI boom. And again, it was born out of Dustin's feeling of being constrained by certain limitations within ChatGPT, and he sought to build a more comprehensive solution. And it is a crazy fast startup story. Dustin was able to whip up Magi in only about 8 weeks, so very quick development, very rapid rise to popularity and usage. And once we get into the key functions and features here, I think you'll see why. There are a wide variety of them. And again, it's all about empowering content creators, marketers, and business owners. So I think that pretty well covers the majority of us and anyone listening to this show. Again, the main core claim to fame, the core feature, is their curation and aggregation, if you will, of all these multiple AI models. So you can have access to these multiple AI models and their paid tiers in one place, without having to switch back and forth, and under one subscription model. Currently, Magi provides access to 15 LLMs and 5 AI image generators. So you have a total of 20 tools in one subscription, which is a pretty powerful offering. And these are all the models that we're most familiar with, and even a couple that we haven't even used or discussed on the show. But of course, you're going to get advanced models like GPT-4, Claude 3.5, Sonnet, Gemini. The image models that they include are DALL-E, Stable Diffusion, Leonardo.ai. I believe Flux is in there as well, according to their website. And I think I saw Ideogram's logo too as I was briefly exploring the tool as I got access here. So you can have access to all these multiple state-of-the-art models and additional features like the ability for Magi to read web pages and YouTube transcripts. So you can simply paste a link within Magi and it'll be able to understand the content of any web page. You're not going to have to sacrifice the web scraping ability of some of these tools if you want to or are interested in moving into Magi from these different multiple platforms. And if you are a YouTube creator, you likely have a tool already that's generating transcripts for you. But if you don't, Magi can cover that base as well, and it can generate a transcript from a YouTube video, allowing you to repurpose that content into multiple different text formats. If you did listen to my episode with Mike Alton, we talked a little bit about some of these next features here, and they are why Mike was so hyped on Magi, and they truly are pretty powerful, and I can understand why he was. Of course, again, the multiple AI models is where I think the true value lies here, but they also allow you to do things like create custom AI personas, and you can kind of think of these almost like low-level agents if you want to, but not technically. They're really just some styles, if you will, or some GPTs or gems-like things, these custom-built sub-models that are trained on specific data, specific prompts to perform in specific ways and to have a certain expertise about a topic. And you can do that right within Magi. So again, very similar to a custom GPT or a gem within Gemini or even a project within Claude. You can create these custom chatbots within Magi. It also gives you an infrastructure to very efficiently organize and categorize your prompts using folders, as well as a prompt history and saved prompts. So if you have any frequently used prompts, that you can keep them right within your reach for quick access. You can upload documents and files to apply all of that context that you're able to apply in these other tools directly into your chat. So again, many of the features that we have come to expect from these individual LLMs and AI models all can be done within this Magi aggregator as well. If you are on a team or are in an agency, there are team collaboration features within Magi. You can add multiple users and you can share prompts, share folders, and you're able to very powerfully search and filter between different options within separate workspaces, which makes organizing AI work for individual clients super easy. And then, of course, you're going to get that image generation as well right within your Magi account, which really makes this just such a powerful all-in-one approach offering. And that's essentially what sets this tool apart from any of these individual AI models. Yes, it is essentially a wrapper for each of these individual models, but it wraps them all up into an extremely convenient and ideally an extremely affordable package for you. So let's actually talk a little bit about the pricing now before we get into our tour of Magi. Again, at its face, it looks extremely competitive and affordable. I still need to kind of use the tool for a little while to see how that actually shakes out. So let's talk a little bit about that. If you're watching along a video, you're now seeing my screen, or you should be, where we're looking at the pricing options, the pricing tiers right here. You have a personal plus, a professional, or a professional plus, and you'll have the options of paying them monthly or yearly. Of course, for the monthly, the base tier personal plus is $19 per month. Professional is $29 per month. And then professional plus is $49 per month. So you can pretty easily do the math if you have multiple 4 to 5 or more of these professional or pro subscriptions in these AI tools like ChatGPT Plus or Gemini Advanced Pro or Claude's professional plan, any of the team plans, any of these paid plans in these image generators, you're already coming out quite a bit ahead, only paying $19 a month for access to these paid models. Now, where I think the catch might be, although I don't want to call it a catch quite yet because I'm not familiar enough with the tool, is with this word quota that each of these tiers has. So in addition to the base rate or the subscription rate that you're paying, each tier comes with a quota of words that's included in that base rate to be generated. The personal plus comes with 100,000 words, professional 200,000, and then professional plus comes with 350,000. Now you can add additional words to your plan if you would like. I would assume as you're going along and as you hit your quota, you can also pay as you go and kind of add words then. And the question is, how quickly would I or would you reach 100,000 words and hit this quota? I haven't been tracking the words generated in any of my other tools because I've been using them individually, but we will see pretty quickly here within Magi if that's going to be an issue and if that really is kind of the catch to the pricing here. But again, for now, I still see a ton of value and I'm going to certainly be testing this out in the next month or two as an option to consolidate and aggregate some of these tools. We'll see just how much that word quota comes up as a limitation. Okay, and before we wrap up today's episode, let's go ahead and just take a little tour of the tool. I'm going to go ahead and hop over into the dashboard for Magi. If you're watching along, you should see that now. Right off the bat, you can see some quick create options here to start a new chat or to generate an image. There are some announcements here on the sidebar. If you do happen to sign up for Magi right now, it appears you're going to get free access to the AI Academy, which apparently is a $300 value. You can also join a Facebook group, so definitely take advantage of those if you're interested. But you can quickly select an action from this quick action button right here, and this will allow you to do things like generate a new chat, create an image, create a persona, a prompt, or a workspace. And then there are also these keyboard shortcut commands for these as well. On the left side of the screen, you have all of your menu options to navigate your chats. Look at images, look at your prompts that you've created and organize into different categories or folders. Same with your personas. And then to manage your workspace as well, if you're using this in a team or collaboration type of environment, your quota usage, all of that stuff. They do have a little section for rewards here that you'll see. And this is basically their referral program. As far as I can tell, you can get some discounts on your bill if you refer friends and you just enter your email and enter that program. I haven't gone ahead and done that yet, but if it interests you, make sure to check that out as well. But if you were to go up right here to the top of your dashboard, one of these quick create actions, like start a new chat, which we'll do right here as it loads up. Now you can see we have a pretty traditional chat interface that you are most likely very familiar with if you have been working with these LLMs and these AI chat tools where we can just type our text and prompt the LLM. The primary differentiator here is the two options that we have at the top of the screen. And this is where I'm really starting to geek out and get pretty hyped on this Magi tool as well. The first one is your ability to select a model. And if we do that, you can see all of these models pop up here. Super exciting to see access to all of these different models, not only the access to them, but the way that they are categorized and sorted by type and context window length and multiplier. And you can toggle the type here right at the top of this modal window between text, LLM, or image and video generators. And again, you still have, you have that context window here that you can sort on, as well as the multiplier, which appears to be the overall cost of calling or accessing these credits, calling the API, accessing the tool, or generating tokens, as far as I can tell. But you can see here that some are titled as free or half or two times or three times, even in the case of Claude 3 Opus or some of the O1 preview, for instance. So I believe this is the price of tokens that's being called the multiplier here is. So let's just look through a few of these AI models. Again, we have the ones that we are very familiar with, Claude 3.5 Sonnet. We have their new Claude 3.5 Haiku, which has been added. We have the Gemini Experimental and Flash, Gemini Pro, GPT-4o, 4o Mini. We have Grok, all of the Llama models. So again, it's just super impressive to see all of these listed out. And it's also super enlightening. Again, I mean, we're no strangers to how many models there are now competing in this space, but to see them all listed out like this in a toolbox is pretty fun and pretty cool. And they even have Perplexity's Sonar Online model here too. So it looks like you can do your searching within Magi as well. So I'm definitely gonna have to take a look into that because that's probably one of my most used tools right there. And you can even do some voice GPT. We just talked about the advanced voice mode that's on mobile. Unfortunately, I don't see that this is gonna be replacing that. And that's probably one of my favorite AI features right now that we've talked about. So that's one thing that I think, you know, if Magi would allow me to do something mobily on my device and have access to advanced voice mode pro and video and vision and all that stuff as well, that would be pretty incredible. The second option here is all of the personas that they have made available to us. This is also so cool, you guys. There are a ton of them, and we'll just go through a few of them to give you an idea of what you have at your disposal here. But each of these personas has been essentially pre-trained or optimized on specific content and specific tasks. So the default one that they had was Assistant, and it's categorized as a powerful AI assistant for any task, but they also have academic research. They have Bible Scholar or Brand Voice Generator, DIY expert, domain name generator. I mean, and the list is very extensive, very long. I've been scrolling down for a little bit now. We have things like marketing expert. So there you go. If you are looking for a marketing expert to help you build out your strategies within Magi right here, you can. Novelist, personal trainer, poet, political diplomat. I mean, really, and I'm still just scrolling through the alphabet here. We have a rapper. So this is described as, you are a professional rapper. You help the user come up with powerful and meaningful lyrics, beats, and rhythms that can wow the audience. So, I mean, tons of use cases. I think it's pretty clear how we might be using this as marketing strategist generator or, you know, domain name generator, assistant writer. But if you need to write a rap song about your brand, then you can do that here within Magi as well. So just super impressed with the Magi tool. After checking out the tool here, I certainly have to agree with Mike Alton on the power of the tool as far as its ability to aggregate all of these amazing models in one easy to use, easy to access, and relatively easy to forward platform. At least it appears so initially. And I would highly recommend you guys check out Magi AI as well. If you find yourselves clicking back and forth between these multiple tools and wondering which one is best for individual use cases and not having the time to test them side by side, then this is the tool for you. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.